from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
So we all wait with bated breath, not so much really, to see legislative text of what is alleged to be an immigration bill solving the catastrophe of illegal immigration in recent years. Let's talk to my friend Chad Wolf, who was former acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he's currently America First Policy Institute Executive Director for Homeland Security and Immigration. Chad, first of all, I just want to ask you, before we do anything about carving up the leaks of this bill, why do we need new legislation to stop this illegal border catastrophe? I don't understand that.
Well, thanks for having me on, Larry. I think that's a great question. And I think the answer, I know the answer is you don't need new legislation. Joe Biden, Secretary Mayorkas can solve this crisis tomorrow. They can start today if they want to, using the authorities that they've had for over 3 years. Nothing has changed since the Trump administration as far as new legislation, new laws, and new authorities. The only thing that has changed is the leadership and the will to use those authorities in a way that brings some order back to the chaos along that southern border. And so if you recall, in the first 100 days of this administration back in 2021, they issued 94 executive actions regarding immigration. And collectively, all of that and a few more caused the crisis that we're in today. So the easiest thing for them to do, Larry, is to simply reverse course and pull back those executive actions and put policies in place that work.
There's something called Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives the president authority to suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens. 212F. I'm reading from a column from the New York Post on this. So to your point, I mean, Biden's had that. He just doesn't want to use it. And he did overturn all of Trump's other executive orders. Now, I guess it's a bit like Title 42, but it's broader than Title 42.
Well, absolutely. And President Trump used that 212F authority several times during the administration, certainly during COVID, where he suspended the entry of certain individuals at that time coming from China and other places. And we certainly did it with travel restrictions to certain countries that weren't providing information to us. So it's an authority that the courts recognize that can't really be overturned. President Biden has the use of this authority, but it's not just one thing, right? He could 212F certain classes of aliens coming into the country. He could also reinstitute Title 42. He could declare a fentanyl crisis, which we have in this country today, that would provide certain authorities under Title 42. He could reinstitute Remain in Mexico. He could reinstitute asylum cooperative agreements. He could redo all of these things that would have a demonstrable effect along that border. All of these authorities are at his disposal that he can institute today, tomorrow, or the next day. He's just got to have the will to do it. And so instead, what he wants the American people to believe is they spent 3 years tearing down a functional immigration system. And then all of a sudden, in 2024, in an election year, he now wants to be tough on the border. I don't trust him, and I don't believe it.
So, Chad Wolf, this so-called Senate bill that we have no text for, but, you know, the leaks, I don't 5,000 a week, 8,000 a week, which is still pretty big numbers. And then Biden's going to close the border. I don't care if it was 1,000 a week. Biden's not going to close the border. Why should we believe any of that stuff? And why do we want to pass a bill that would allow 5,000 to 8,000 a week come across the border? We've had whatever 7 or 8 million. We had 10,000 a week in December. I mean, enough already, really? Yeah. Enough already.
Yeah. Again, it goes back to the point of he's asking for new authority, and they're coming up with this very operationally complex formula. Just use the authorities you have now. And I think that's what, I would encourage Republicans on Capitol Hill and others to force him to do. Use the authorities now. You don't need to go. The biggest impact he could have on the border is using his existing power, his existing authorities. It's going to be much stronger than any Senate bill could ever give him because it's going to be watered down. There are certain provisions such as the 5,000 trigger more or less, that I've got some real concerns with. I haven't seen the bill language like you, Larry, but, you know, I'm looking at what's being reported on, and I can guarantee you that the ACLU or whoever other left organization will sue on day one once this goes into effect. They'll claim it's arbitrary, the 5,000 number, it's discriminatory. They'll do all these things that will be tied up in court for months, if not years. We'll never see the fruits of that. I'm not sure how you actually operationally implement that. You're going to have real-time data sharing across all of the Border Patrol sectors, which they currently do not have. And so instead of making this complex formula, tying yourself inside and out, trying to come up with some, let's just go back to what works. Mm. Why reinvent the wheel? Let's just go back to policies and programs and procedures that have proven to be effective.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
We're talking to Chad Wolf, former Secretary of DHS, and now with America First Policy Institute. You know, it's just, it's a fool's errand, because they won't implement, whatever the committee print says, they won't implement it, they being the administration. They won't let the DHS implement that. They won't put enough resources down to implement that. I mean, it's funny, Chad, I was looking at numbers. I mean, actually, in terms of deportations, the Obama administration was more like the Trumps. And then Biden has just gone off on this left-wing, I guess, progressive scourge that he insists on open borders. The Obamas had a better track record. I mean, at least they detained more people.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I've said that most administrations, Republican and Democrat alike, have made concerted efforts to improve border security. Some have done it much more aggressive than others, right? The Trump administration, I believe, is a great example of that. President Trump did more on immigration and border than other administrations, but everyone kind of took two or three or four steps forward. The Biden administration is the first administration that's taken 10 steps back, that has actively made decisions along the last 3 years, Larry. They've had decision points in that decision tree that they have. And every time they've chosen the wrong decision, they've made a decision to make that border less secure, more chaotic, and uncontrollable. And they've done it, I believe, on purpose. I don't believe that they're that incompetent, but I do believe that this is a systematic plan to open the border. I'm not sure why. I have guesses, but this is the plan that they have put in place, and they're executing on it.
Well, you know, we could speculate why, but I mean, lots of things. They want to give work permits and green cards out for people who have come in illegally. I don't know, Chad. Eventually, I think all roads lead to Rome. They want these illegal immigrants to be able to vote. The irony is that immigrants who are here legally now, citizens, the numbers suggest strongly that they're voting Republican, that they're voting for Trump. Yeah. It's just like, be careful what you wish for, Democrats. You're going to let all this. I mean, maybe the criminals and the socialists and the communists and the terrorists won't vote for Republicans, but the rest of them may wind up voting conservatively. Be careful what you wish for.
I think that's right. I think the legal immigrants that come in, that do it the right way, that apply, get vetted, go through citizenship, you know, it's hard work, and they're very proud of that. And then they see 7 million folks come in, not waiting their line, not doing the hard work, not going through the process, and they're saying, look, this isn't what I signed up for. And frankly, you know, you can't have a country if you have that type of illegality along the border.
All right, we'll leave it there. Chad Wolf, former Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, thank you very much. Now with AFPI. Talk soon, Chad. Thanks, folks. We'll take a break, and Senator Rick Scott of Florida is going to be on the other side. I'm Kudlow. Much more to come.
Larry Kudlow on 77 WABC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.